Yeah, it is, Catherine. I don't know if it's such a big concern that AIR has pulled out, because I feel that AIR hasn't stepped up to the mark at all when it comes to broadband. When it comes to the national broadband plan, I think AIR have muddied the water from day one here. You know, they've taken the 300,000 houses away from the first application, and I don't think the government ever should have given them the 300,000 houses. They should have kept the national broadband plan with the 800,000 houses in it. It would be more competitive. Some of the bigger bidders might have been more interested in it, and now we see AIR stepping away, where we have situations that broadband has been brought to areas where only a small percentage of houses that really can avail of it, and the rest of the houses can't avail of it. And that's the way it's been left now, and AIR has just decided to take it to those spots that they have already allocated it to, and have no intention of taking it any further. And now we're left in limbo, where we don't know who's going to be coming in. We don't know what's going to happen over the next few months, or whether the extensions can be done to the lines that AIR have brought in. So I think it's a bit of a mess at the moment, Catherine. And, you know, I think the government must, whoever comes on here, they must make sure and must prioritise that when a broadband provider comes to an area, that it's capable of getting broadband to the whole area and not just some houses, and not leaving other houses then in limbo with no broadband.
And it is such a basic amenity in some areas, taken for granted in some cases. How do you think it is affecting rural parts of Inishowen, tourism-wise and so on?
Very badly. You know, the whole ethos now of business, of school, of college, of everything is done now by broadband. You know, that's the way the world has gone. We've been really, really left behind in relation to broadband. You know, and Donegal has been left behind very badly in my eyes. And he's shown we have broadband in a lot of the towns. We have some good broadband in a lot of towns, but rural parts have been left, you know, decimated with broadband. Now, in saying that there have been some of the towns, we have areas, and I just had correspondence from people in Los Fannin and Buncrana, the industrial state there, where there's nearly 200 workers. Again, AIR have brought the broadband out the road from Buncrana, but have stopped prior to that industrial estate. You know, and that's the kind of thing that's happening, and that's the kind of thing that should not be happening, Catherine. You know, we really need to get this nailed down, and you know, be able to bring broadband, especially to places where you have a couple of hundred people working. It's just a basic necessity now for every business. So I think it's one that really needs to be taken to the high level, and it really needs to be nailed down. But whoever comes on must be able to, you know, bring the broadband to the places that AIR didn't bring it to. And I suppose from my perspective, I don't know if I'm that well sorry to see AIR going or not, because I thought they were very, very difficult to deal with. And I think whoever comes on, the government must make sure that they have it in their contract that when they come to an area, that the broadband is brought to every house, and the infrastructure in that area is brought up to speed so that it can be taken to each house.